Welcome to OV English School. Sarah opens her laptop at 8 a.m. and instead of facing 10 small jobs, she tries one smart helper. Can a tool really plan work, make choices, and finish tasks by itself? Today's story is about agentic AI, a new kind of artificial intelligence. If you want more English stories like this, visit ovenglish.com. Let's see how one clear request can lead to a whole chain of work. Sarah runs a small language school in Manchester. On Monday morning, her desk is full. She must write lesson plans, check student progress, fix a website problem, and reply to emails. Before, she needed help from several people. One person wrote content, another checked quality, someone else published the lesson. Now she is curious about agentic AI. She types one simple request. She asks for a lesson about travel vocabulary for intermediate students. Then the AI does more than answer. It plans steps. It writes the script. It creates audio. It checks the quality. At the end, it publishes the lesson. Sarah watches the screen and feels surprised. One task has become a full workflow, and one person can now do work that once needed a whole team. This is what makes agentic AI different from older tools. Traditional AI waits for a direct instruction and gives one result. Agentic AI can move through several steps on its own. It can make small decisions inside a process. That makes it useful for a busy workplace. It is not magic, and it is not a robot boss. It is more like a careful helper with a checklist. The idea is spreading fast. Customer service teams are using AI agents to handle complaints. Imagine a customer writes, "My package is late." The agent reads the message. It checks the order history. It decides on a solution. Then it sends a reply. The customer gets help quickly, and a human worker does not need to start from zero every time. Software teams use similar agents too. They read bug reports, find a problem in the code, write a fix, and test it. Marketing teams use agents to research competitors, write posts, and schedule them for social media. But Sarah also learned something important. Agentic AI is not perfect. Sometimes it makes mistakes because it does not understand the full situation. A tool may choose the wrong action if the data is incomplete. So good companies do not let the AI work alone on everything. They build checkpoints. At those points, a person reviews the result before it goes live. This is called human-in-the-loop design. The AI does the heavy work, but the human keeps final control. Sarah tries this idea with her school. She asks the AI to prepare a short lesson, but she also checks the final version. She corrects one example. She changes one phrase. Then she approves it. The lesson goes out with less stress and less delay. For her, the biggest change is not only speed, it is freedom. She can spend more time helping students and less time on repeated tasks. This is why agentic AI matters for small businesses and solo creators. You do not need a huge budget. You do not need a large engineering team. You need a clear goal, a good workflow, and a willingness to test and improve. That makes the technology feel more accessible. It is not only for giant companies. A small school, a one-person shop, or a freelance creator can also use it. For English learners, this story brings a useful bonus. Job interviews now often include AI questions. Words like agent, pipeline, automation, checkpoint, and workflow can help you sound prepared. An agent is a helper that acts. A pipeline is the path work follows. Automation means work happens automatically. A checkpoint is a review point. A workflow is the whole series of steps. If you know these words, you can understand modern work more clearly. At the end of the day, Sarah sees a simple truth. The best AI does not just answer. It helps people finish real work. And the smartest workplaces still keep a human eye on the final result. That balance is what makes the new technology useful and safe enough to trust. What kind of school does Sarah run? Answer: she runs a small language school in Manchester. Question: what did Sarah ask the AI to create first? Answer: she asked it to create a lesson about travel vocabulary for intermediate students. Question: what were the four steps the AI handled after her request? It wrote the script, created audio, checked quality, and published the lesson. Question: how is agentic AI different from traditional AI? It can plan steps and make small decisions on its own. Why do companies still include human checkpoints? Answer: they do that because AI can make mistakes and humans need to review important results. So the answer is yes, a tool can now plan, decide, and complete tasks in a chain. That is the big idea behind agentic AI. It can save time, help small teams, and support people in real work. But the human still matters, especially at the checkpoint. If you want to keep learning practical English, visit ovenglish.com. Well done today, and keep going one clear step at a time.